A reading from the book of Exodus. Early in the morning, Moses went up Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, taking along the two stone tablets. Having come down in a cloud, the Lord stood with Moses there and proclaimed his name, Lord. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, "The Lord, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity." Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. Then he said, "If I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company. This is indeed a stiff-necked people, yet pardon our wickedness and sins, and receive us as your own." The Word of the Lord. Well, happy Trinity Sunday, the Sunday that we specifically celebrate the triune nature of God, God as three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, yet at the same time, one God. It's interesting that this is the reading given to us from the Old Testament for this day, especially given the celebration of the Trinity. Yet there's something very tender, something very beautiful about this reading. The Lord reveals himself to Moses upon Mount Sinai, and Moses begs the Lord to come with the Israelites. "If I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company." It's a very touching moment of invitation from Moses to the Lord. And as we see in the rest of the Pentateuch and the rest of the Old Testament, the Lord indeed does come along with the nation. Now, it is Trinity Sunday, and we still celebrate the presence of the Lord among us. But we celebrate that presence of the Lord as a triune Lord, the Lord as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit among us. The theologian Karl Rahner once stated years ago that Christianity, our faith, can often seem extremely monotheistic, as if we believe in one God who is absolutely one, that the words that we use for the Trinity don't seem to inform our prayer life or our lived experience of the faith. So what does it mean for this triune God to be present to us today? Do we view God the Father as the seat of mercy, the source of our faith? Do we see in God the Son our salvation? Do we recognize ourselves as the body of Christ? And what about the action of the Spirit in our lives? Do we acknowledge the Holy Spirit's role in enlivening the church, in giving us the gifts and charisms necessary to continue the work of the church? Do we address different persons of the Trinity in our prayer lives? What does it mean for God to be present to us as a Trinity, as a God both three and one? And how do we act in our faith because of this?